Today's reading is in Matthew 26, beginning in verse 1. Matthew 26, verse 1. When Jesus had finished all these sayings, he said to his disciples, "You know that after 2 days the Passover is coming, and the Son of Man will be delivered up to be crucified. Then the chief priests and the elders of the people gathered in the palace of the high priest, whose name was Caiaphas, and plotted together in order to arrest Jesus by stealth and kill him. But they said, 'Not during the feast, lest there be an uproar among the people.' Now when Jesus was at Bethany in the house of Simon the leper, a woman came up to him with an alabaster flask of very expensive ointment, and she poured it on his head as he reclined at table. And when the disciples saw it, they were indignant, saying, 'Why this waste? For this could have been sold for a large sum and given to the poor.' But Jesus, aware of this, said to them, 'Why do you trouble the woman? For she has done a beautiful thing to me. For you always have the poor with you, but you will not always have me. In pouring this ointment on my body, she has done it to prepare me for burial. Truly I say to you, wherever this gospel is proclaimed in the whole world, what she has done will also be told in memory of her.' Then one of the 12, whose name was Judas Iscariot, went to the chief priests and said, 'What will you give me if I deliver him over to you?' And they paid him 30 pieces of silver. And from that moment he sought an opportunity to betray him." We've had several chapters where Jesus is having this discourse either with his disciples or with Pharisees or others that would listen. But here we're going back to the issue that it was at hand, which is Jesus is going to die soon. We're only a matter of days away. And I want you to notice what it states here, that they were looking for an opportunity to arrest him and kill him by stealth. They were not willing to do it in front of the public. They were only willing to do it if they could do it quietly and get it done. If they were truly religious leaders, and if Jesus was truly blaspheming, and if Jesus was truly teaching false doctrine, then they would want to call him out in front of everybody. But instead, on several occasions, they've tried to test him. They've tried to catch him, but it was unsuccessful. They were not able to do anything because, well, he was teaching truth. He was not blaspheming, and he always knew how to answer them. So they're very much worried about how the people would react to them arresting Jesus. And not only that, I think that there is some fear of the Roman government at this point, too, because the Roman government would come down pretty harshly on them if the people began to be in an uproar. In other words, rioting, that sort of thing. That comes into play when Pilate is concerned about appeasing the people as well. In verse 6, we have this occasion where Jesus is at the house of Simon the leper, and this woman comes up to him with this flask of, it states, very expensive ointment, and she poured it out on his head as he reclined at table. Now, if you look over in John chapter 12, you see that Lazarus was here and Martha was here where she was serving, and Mary takes this expensive ointment and anoints Jesus. It also states that she was wiping his feet with her hair, and we've talked about that previously. But just want us to realize that other gospels may give us a little bit more information that would help us a little bit. And one of that information is that Judas, who was one of the disciples who was about to betray him, he's the one that comes up and asks, "Why was this ointment not sold for 300 denarii?" So a denarii, again, is about a day's wages for a laborer. So we're talking about pretty close to a year's worth of income spent on this particular ointment. John also tells us there in verse 6, that he didn't say this because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief, and he would help himself to what was in the money bag. So he was being covetous. He wanted the money of this flask rather than Jesus to be paid this great honor of being given this expensive ointment. So going back to Matthew 26, verse 12, he says, "In pouring this ointment on my body, she has done it to prepare me for burial." And as far as what's recorded, nobody says anything about that. Nobody says, "Oh, wow, you know, that's really that close." You know, there's no comment made at all. And so when I think about this, you know, her preparing his body, I'm not sure that she knew that that's, you know, the way Jesus was taking it. What she knew was that Jesus was worth it. She knew that Jesus was worth this year's worth of wages in order to tearfully, thankfully anoint him with that oil, to do him this great honor. And if the disciples really considered him their rabbi, their teacher, their master, the Son of God, they would have thought about Jesus being worth this as well. And of course, verse 13 has come true. Wherever the gospel is proclaimed in the whole world, what she has done will be told in memory of her. And we're talking about it today, some 2,000 years later. And what happens out of all of this? Judas must have known that the chief priests and the elders were wanting to arrest Jesus. And so he goes to them and says, "What will you give me?" And they said, 30 pieces of silver. In order to give this a little context, okay, Judas is upset about the 300 denarii worth of ointment. And he goes, and they said that they would give him 30 pieces of silver. In Exodus chapter 21, verse 32, it says, "If a bull gores a male or female slave, the owner must pay 30 shekels of silver to the master of the slave, and the bull is to be stoned to death." Now, you could make a case that it may not be the exact same sum of money. But assuming we're talking about somewhat approximation, then basically Jesus was betrayed for the price of a slave, for the price of one slave. And I think that's a bit of an insult. And here Judas is so covetous over that alabaster flask of ointment, so upset about that, that he'll go and betray Jesus for an insulting amount of money. That's the way I think about it. But he's blinded. And really, the fact is, covetousness blinds us to all sorts of things. People will go to great lengths to acquire or get a hold of what they desire so greatly and pay such great price that they don't realize what they're doing. They don't realize that they've paid way too big a price. Maybe in money, maybe in time, maybe in relationships, maybe in their soul. That's why Paul said covetousness is idolatry. You serve it. And that's what Judas was doing. He was engaging in idolatry, being covetous for money, even willing to betray Jesus for a paltry sum. What will you do for Jesus today? What's he worth to you? I think that's something we should answer. And I think it's a question that we need to spend a little time meditating on today, praying about, that Jesus is worth so much more to us, and that we need to give him the service that he truly deserves. In essence, we need to be like the woman anointing his body for burial, paying a great price to simply honor him for what he's done for her. Thank you for listening. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.